The next group of pictures is taken of the zoo in Daegu. I promised you lots of pictures of zoos. Well, here's the first of them. This is the front of the zoo, and their zoo was sort of like a park. It was quite nice, and they had beautiful flowers in there on the way in, and a nice gate where you paid your admission. They also had a pagoda in their zoo, and that was a picture which really impressed us. And that's the next slide. And the slide after will be a side view of the same pagoda. We were really impressed, especially at first, by that sort of architecture and the beautiful colors they put on their undersides of the roofs of pagodas. You'll see an awful lot of that at Temple. Around the zoo was an old fortress or palace, and all around it, on all four sides, was a hill. We walked around the exterior of the zoo and took pictures of Daegu, which was outside the hill. And then, of course, on the inside, you could look down on the animals. And the last slide we took of the zoo was of their tiger. They just had a moat between us and him, and we thought that was a particularly nice-looking tiger. The next slide is a slide of the first house that we lived in. We lived in the second floor of the house, and this house was constructed in exactly the same means as the other houses that I mentioned. It's basically a very cheap mortar brick house with a beautiful facade. As you can see, they do very beautiful things with very thin layers of stone, usually less than a half an inch thick, and very thin red brick fronts, and nice things with wood. Overall, I think their end effect is more beautiful than many of our houses and very artistic. But as you can see, just to the right of our house is an old farmhouse which is not in very good condition, and nobody thinks anything about the location. Also, our house was special because in general, if you're going to have a garden or trees in Korea, you keep them inside your wall. Well, Mr. Che had planted four trees along the street, and I thought that was especially nice because not only he would have joined them, but also everyone else. And as you can see, their wall, while they do have a wall around their house, is not quite so oppressive as some. The next slide is of the street that our house was located on, which gives you another idea of the neighborhood. It might seem oppressive to most people, but by Korean standards, that was quite a nice street. Imagine a paved road down the center and incredibly wide. Why, you actually have a sidewalk, a place for pedestrians to walk on. Another thing to note from this is that since wood is quite scarce in Korea, and they can mine their own concrete and grind up their own rocks, instead of having wooden telephone poles, they have cement telephone poles. And in general, it just adds to the oppressive grayness of it all, but that's the street that we lived on. The next slide is of the interior of our house on the second floor, and that's the kitchen that Barbara had to work with. It's good that Barbara has been there to give you perspective, because if you just had a picture of that equipment, you'd say, oh, it's nice, a stainless steel sink and drainer and cabinet space. But in fact, it looks quite small for her, and that's generally true of all the appliances and fixtures and furniture that you get in Korea. It's just like American if it's nice and new, but on a smaller scale. So for Americans, there's always the problem that the sink is too low and you find your back getting sore and the bathtub is too small and your shoulders won't fit in, and that sort of problems that you have to learn to live with. The next slide is of a view of the other end of the kitchen where we had our large size American refrigerator, which just looks vast by Korean standards. Of course, when you come back to America, you find out, in fact, that's the smallest model you can possibly buy of a full-size refrigerator, but to us it was vast. The next slide is of our living room, and this gives you some idea of how we arranged our living room. We have army furniture in there, which they loaned to us while we were there, And it was substantial, good furniture, but not that appealing, all made with yellowish blonde wood that used to be popular a few years ago. The next slide shows you that how their doors generally work. We had two layers of doors on the front, and they had nice woodwork on the inner door, which was mostly for decoration, and the outer door was aluminum siding, so it was good to upkeep. And they also had a bookcase along the wall. You can notice that they have beautiful woodwork in the living room. We also had a porch out in beyond the living room, which you could see. And there's Barbara looking out through the door at me taking the picture. The porch was quite large. This is, gives you some idea. We only stayed in that house through the winter, so we got almost no usage of the porch. So if you had stayed through the spring and fall, it would have been quite nice.